This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Lucas, last week, August milk production report did not have a lot of surprises in it.
That's correct. Milk production up 0.2% in the month, following a July revised 0.2% gain higher. Overall, the herd size is the key takeaway at the lowest level in more than 3.5 years as dairymen have continued to shed cows and lower the herd throughout the summer. What we're looking forward to, though, is as cow numbers get closer to parity, that will make it much easier this fall, this winter, and definitely into next year to see milk production gains return based on a herd size that's more comparable or possibly growing based on stronger milk prices and then the yield growth that we're used to at this point.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Joining us is Jessica Milsna, a dairy energy specialist with the Wisconsin-based Focus on Energy.
We are Wisconsin's Energy Efficiency Incentive Program. It's a statewide program. All of our investor-owned utilities in Wisconsin participate in it, and then probably about 80% of the electric cooperatives and municipal utilities as well. They will pay a small portion of their bill will go into the program. They can receive that money back in cash incentives for participating in any of the programs and installing energy-efficient equipment.
This sounds like a great opportunity for the farmer out there. Who's all participating when we talk about the agricultural part of this?
I know 11% of the entire program participation in the last 4 years came from agriculture alone. And there are actually 530 customers last year that participated in the program. And I believe this year the numbers are going up. We've had pretty good agriculture participation here in 2019.
Wednesday.
Tell us what Quick Trip Inc. is all about.
Thank you for asking. We're a family-owned and operated group of C-stores, like you said, based here in La Crosse. We operate in three states, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. And we have about 660 stores open today. And like I said, it's all based here in La Crosse where we have our central office and have a number of different businesses under our belt to support that, where we have our own bakery, our own commissary, our own dairy, as well as our own trucking fleet to take care of the operations.
Tell us about your dairy operation.
Yeah, so we started our dairy back in the early 80s, actually with one of the local farmers here just outside of La Crosse, and started bottling it there, and then within the next couple of years moved the production facilities here onto our campus, and we've been bottling milk ever since then right here off of our campus.
Scott Falkenberg is the Senior Category Manager at Quick Trip Inc., based in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Thursday.
Identifying foods that imitate dairy, nothing new. Back in the 1970s, there was a product called Health Cheese. That according to Hordes Dairyman Managing Editor Corey Geiger, who wrote about that recently.
Yeah, I think what we learn in school is if we look at history, it can tell us a little bit about the future. And in the late 70s and early 1980s, this Health Cheese, when I put quotes around that, one version just simply added vegetable fats as replacement for the milk fat, while other went even further and made a concoction of vegetable fat, imported caseins and non-dairy proteins, all in an attempt to make a fake mozzarella to do what? Reduced the cost of a pizza pie. And back in the late 70s, early 80s, that reduced it 3 cents an ounce, or the cheese was almost 80 cents less per pound, the fake imitation cheese, than real mozzarella. What did the industry do back then? That's when the real seal was born.
Friday.
Here in Illinois, about 10% of our dairy farms are now using robotic milking systems. Let's talk a little bit about the system itself. There are two different types out there. The most popular one, 93% of these farms are using free-flow traffic, which means the cows can come and go at their leisure. The other one is that they've got to go through the milking parlor to get to feed, and that's considered a force system. In terms of the number of robots, typically it's one or two in a pen. 56% had one robot in the pen. Another 39% had two robots in a pen. No big surprises on breed. Holsteins made up 89% of these milking systems that are feeding the supplemental grain. Jerseys was 3%, and of course the rest were mixed. Certainly robotic milkers are coming. They're coming quickly here. Even in larger herds, we've seen some places where they have as many as 30 robotic milkers in as well. Another way to feed and manage cows.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.